Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Clarity First. Ever feel like you're running a marathon with a swarm of gnats buzzing around your head? That's basically what it's like trying to stay focused in today's world. Between constant notifications, the allure of endless scrolling, and that little voice in your head whispering, hey, remember that thing you totally forgot about. Staying on track can feel impossible. But guess what? It doesn't have to be. We're diving deep into Stoic wisdom, those ancient philosophies that are surprisingly relevant for our hyper-connected lives, to unlock the secrets of laser focus. Because let's face it, achieving your goals, whether it's writing a book, launching that business idea, or finally mastering that crazy yoga pose, requires all the focus you can muster. So buckle up. Today we're unpacking 5 key takeaways to help you conquer distractions and become a master of your own attention. First up, acknowledge your distractions. This sounds obvious, right? But seriously, sometimes we're so caught up in the whirlwind that we forget to even recognize what's pulling us off course. Think about it, what are those sneaky little distractions that steal your focus like a ninja? Is it social media, emails, or maybe even just daydreaming about your next vacation? Once you identify them, you can start creating strategies to minimize their impact. Next, practice mindfulness. This doesn't mean sitting cross-legged on a mountaintop chanting Om, although if that works for you, go for it. Mindfulness is simply being present in the moment and paying attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Ever notice how quickly your mind can wander when you're supposed to be working? Try taking a few deep breaths and consciously redirecting your attention back to the task at hand. It might feel awkward at first, but with practice, it becomes easier. Now, let's talk about setting clear intentions. Imagine setting out on a road trip without a destination in mind. You'd probably end up lost, wouldn't you? Same goes for your work and personal life. Before you start anything, take a moment to define your goals and intentions. What do you want to accomplish? Why is it important to you? Having clear objectives keeps you focused and motivated, even when distractions try to pull you away. Well, embrace the power of routine. You know that feeling of waking up groggy and scrambling for coffee before realizing you're already late? Well, a solid routine can be a secret weapon against distraction. By establishing regular habits for work, sleep, exercise, and even leisure time, you create structure and predictability in your day. This helps you stay on track and avoid those "what am I doing with my life" moments. And finally, remember self-compassion. We're all human. There will be days when distractions win, and that's okay. Don't beat yourself up about it. Instead, acknowledge the slip-up, learn from it, and get back on track. Remember, progress isn't always linear. Think about that time you were trying to learn a new skill, maybe juggling or playing an instrument. You probably fumbled around a lot at first, right? But with persistence and practice, you eventually got the hang of it. Staying focused is similar. It takes time, effort, and a whole lot of self-compassion. Okay, so let's bring this all together with a real-world example. Picture this. You're trying to write that important report to you tomorrow, but your email inbox keeps dinging, social media notifications are popping up left and right, and your brain is craving a break from staring at the screen. Sound familiar? Here's how you can apply those Stoic principles we talked about. First, acknowledge your distractions, emails, notifications, the urge to scroll. Then, practice mindfulness by taking a few deep breaths and consciously redirecting your attention back to your report. Set clear intentions. I will finish this report before checking my email. Create a routine. Block out specific time slots for writing and minimize distractions during those periods. And remember self-compassion if you get sidetracked. Don't panic. Just gently guide yourself back to your task. Now, let's recap the key takeaways. Acknowledge your distractions, practice mindfulness, set clear intentions, embrace a routine, and practice self-compassion. Remember, focus isn't about eliminating distractions altogether. It's about managing them effectively and staying true to your goals. So go out there and conquer those distractions. Remember, you've got this. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who needs a little clarity in their life. Join me tomorrow for another dose of Stoic wisdom, because sometimes all it takes is a little perspective shift to change everything.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.